What if I told you there's a way you could be a second shooter at a family session so you can see exactly how the photographer prepares, how they interact with their clients, what they say when they're posing, or when they choose to use fluid motion, what they do when kids might not cooperate or dad might not be in the session? What if I told you there's a way you can see what the gear is that they're using, where they're positioning themselves when they're shooting, what factors they're taking into consideration when they're shooting? What if I told you there was a way you could see what their straight out of camera images look like, and then you could see their editing process too, so you know exactly how they get those start to finish images and those polished ones you see in your Instagram feed? Now, what if I told you could be that second shooter without ever having to leave your house? What if I told you that not only do you get to watch it from home, but you didn't have to remember every single thing you were trying to learn the first time you watched it? What if you could watch and rewatch as much as you wanted? How would that improve your images, your posing, your confidence? Now, what if I told you there is a way you could be a second shooter not only for one photographer, but 26? That's exactly what you'll experience inside the 2024 Online Family Retreat. Your inspiration will soar, your art will improve, your posing will become more fluid, and your confidence is going to increase so, so much. And honestly, your clients are going to feel so much more comfortable. Head on over to themilkyway.ca/family retreat. It all gets underway May 29th, and we hope to see you there.
If you saw what I'm trying to learn, it never matches my style because I want to learn stuff that's not my style and how I can bring it into my style. I went to a workshop a couple years ago and it was for mainly for wedding photographers for flash photography. I don't do weddings and I don't do flash photography. So I came in from the perspective of a natural light photographer, and where they're using the flash, I'm thinking that's where I put my sun. And it was really funny because everyone's like, why are you here? I really learned how I can kind of get a little more creative because of that.
Welcome to the Art and Soul Show, where we dive into heart-opening chats on photography, business, life, and that messy in-between. I'm your host, Lisa DeJaso, a mom, a photographer, and entrepreneur, and I'll be sharing honest conversations and advice for photographers with insight on mindset, entrepreneurship, and creativity. The goal of this podcast is for you to be able to gain insights and strategies that will get you real results. Because let's face it, having a photography business can be lonely, but it doesn't have to be. This is the place you can go when you need a boost of encouragement, a kick in the pants, and inspiration to pick up your camera. This is the Art and Soul Show. Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome back to the show. Today, I'm super excited to dive into today's conversation with Shannon McTighe. She studied nursing in school and still practices today, but she's absolutely drawn to capturing the moments that matter the most to her friends, family, and clients. She began her journey through photography as a self-taught artist. She's been a photographer for about 6 years and got into photography as an outlet from being a pediatric emergency room nurse. She needed a way to see happy and healthy children outside of the hospital room. Now she does photography full-time, but she is still a nurse part-time. She's also been an incredible member and student and teacher of our Milky Way family, and I am so honored and so excited to chat with her today. So without further ado, here's Shannon. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell us who you are and what you're passionate about.
So my name's Shannon McTighe. I'm a mom, a wife, a photographer, a sister, a daughter, you name it, all of it. And I'm passionate about like family and family connection and how to show that. And I'm passionate about kids.
Love it. Love it. So your journey from being a pediatric emergency room nurse to being a self-taught photographer is really interesting. So can you maybe share that moment or what really sparked your interest in photography and made you want to pursue it?
I can't say there was like a particular moment that made it happen. I've always loved art. I took every art class as a kid. And then even like when going into college, I thought about going into art. But then I went into nursing, which was something else I really loved, was medicine and science and helping people. And then I ended up just really needing an outlet because I worked in a pediatric trauma center. And so I needed an outlet. And so photography is kind of where it took me. And it was where I could see like healthy, happy kids outside the emergency room, and it was really nice and it kind of blew up. I wasn't expecting it to.
Yeah, you've just blown up all over social media, especially even with your actions and your presets, which if you guys haven't tried them, they're the Bohemian Actions and the Fleetwood Presets that are both from Greater Than Gatsby, that I own both of them, and both are flipping incredible, which is like, I have been buying presets and actions for years. And I actually sent Shannon a message when I first bought the Bohemian ones. I was like, dude, these are the best presets that I have actually, and actions that I have seen in literally years. They are so good. So can you maybe share how you learned Photoshop, how you figured kind of all everything out and found your own style in your work, and kind of just because you really like, you just came out of just left field with your style, and we're all just like, it's something new and amazing and we all love it. So can you share a little bit about that?
It's so funny because when people say, oh, they can like pick out my work when they see it, I don't see that at all. I feel like it looks quite a bit like everything else, but I hear that all the time. And I feel like I started like everyone else. I took pictures with like a $200 camera, and I had Lightroom, and I would just slap a preset on and call it like amazing. I was so excited about it. And then from there, like, I wanted to learn more about Lightroom and learn more about Photoshop. And it was like a couple years of me, like, I watched like every YouTube video I could get my hands on. Jackie Jean Photography had all these tutorials about how to learn Photoshop, which I didn't know how to learn. So that was helpful because I learned how to use Photoshop. And then from there, I just play with all the buttons. And then over time, I kind of, came up with my own style. I like color.
Yes. And that's one thing that's really indicative of your work is there. It's such poppy color. But what I love most about your presets too is how customizable they are, because I have a very different style. My work is really light and airy and dreamy and has sort of this like purple hazy kind of quality to it. Yet I'm still able to achieve that result with your action set in a different way. So I was so excited. I was like, this looks like my work, but on steroids. Like, this is awesome.
It makes me so happy. We really tried for that. We tried to make it versatile for like every kind of photography. Yeah.
It's great. Cause I even sent it to my team. I was like, I tried it. Like, I love this, but does this look like my work? And they're like, yeah, this is still your work. I was like, this is amazing.
So cool.
I'll be definitely sharing a link in the show notes with our listeners on where they can get their set too, because it's really so good. So can you maybe share a little bit about your business model? If you're IPS, if you're digital, if you're hybrid, and why you made the decision to be that sort of business model?
I do all digitals. I give them everything, just all the edits that I create. And the reason I do that is, one, I don't have the patience to wait for them to pick it out and come back. But the bigger part is, I can't tell you many times where I'll see an image and it's underexposed. It's like, it's crooked. It's too far back or something. But I can see in my head, like, what it's going to look like when I'm done editing. And so I don't want them to like, just look at that raw and be like, oh, I don't want that one, when I know that's going to end up being cool. So I just edit them.
I love it. So with a full gallery, how many images are you delivering to your clients?
It depends on like the location, because my packages are location based.
Oh.
So if we're like near the Front Range, then it's between 30 to 40 images. And if it's more in the mountain, like a travel session, I usually say between 45 and 55. But that's just like, for me, it's just my range. It's my guarantee, but usually I have more than that.
Totally. Now, do you do both color and black and white for your images for them? Or do you just...
Black and white, but I just do color.
Yeah.
If they want black and white, I'll do black and white, but I don't do it very often.
Yeah. It's funny because that was something that I started doing, way back in like 2011. And I've always just been like, okay, well, here's color, but I would get these messages for people wanting them in black and white because black and white was really hot back then. But since, like, it's been like 12 years, and I rarely get that comment. And if I forget to do the black and whites, no one really ever says anything. So I'm curious about black and whites, if we're going to see a resurgence of it coming back.
I love black and white, and I will edit some black and white, but I don't do it very often, and I rarely get requests for it.
It's funny. Love it. So how do you feel your nursing background has influenced your approach to photography and maybe how you work with kids?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah.
When I first started, so working in the pediatric emergency room, you have to learn how to talk to kids and like, honestly, convince them of doing these sometimes like awful procedures. And you have to do it on age-appropriate levels. What you would say to a 2-year-old is not what you'd say to a 16-year-old or what you'd say to an 8-year-old. And you have to gauge kind of their emotions when you go into the room. So learning that over like the last 15 years and working with kids so closely in that setting, that's helped me in photography because I can really pick up on how they are the second they get out of that car. And then I know how to talk to them on the age level they are.
I find that so interesting. I find that with teachers, especially like kindergarten or grade school teachers, especially at nursing, especially pediatric mm-hmm. nurses, definitely that's such a skill set to bring into your photography. So I always think it's so fascinating what people did before or even during their photography business. Now you are still working as a part-time nurse on top mm-hmm. of having a full-time photography business. So that's busy. How you doing it?
I can't let it go. It's so funny. I'm like, my husband's always like, are you going to like pick one or the other? I'm like, it's like two different parts of my brain. I can't let it go. I love both. I can't do without the support system I have. Yeah. There's just no way. I know I'm blessed because I have an amazing support system at home.
That's awesome.
My husband is like my biggest fan. Everything you see me do has been my husband that has pushed me into it. Like I talked for years about wanting to do photography. He's the one that said you should do it. For a couple of years, I had people reaching out about education and I would say, oh, that's okay. No, thank you. And he's the one that was like, you need to do that. And then workshops and everything else. He's the one that pushes me. And he always just says, we'll figure it out. Just do it.
Oh, that's so special. That's so wonderful. Because a lot of the times you hear that's not always the case with spouses, right?
Yeah. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't be able to balance both. There's no way without him.
Love it. That's so great. So how do you approach each photo shoot to ensure you're capturing the essence that you have, that quality of that family and children authentically in their images? Because that's one thing that you're really skilled at.
There's a couple different things. Like I do style my clients. So I talk to them quite a bit beforehand. And so I can really get to know them beforehand. I don't have a questionnaire, but it's only because I talk to them so much beforehand with styling that we talk in general. If I didn't style them, I probably would have a questionnaire just to kind of get to know them. And then like authentically, once I get there, I gauge the situation. The second they come out, I greet kids with the same energy they give me. So if they're shy when they get out, I don't get right in their face. But if they have a lot of energy, you know, I go right for it too. And then I really let kids guide the session. I have ideas in my head and I always have the same, like, you know, different poses and ideas. And I hope it goes that way. But if a kid doesn't want to do it, I will not force it. I follow their lead.
I love that. And what about dads? Because, you know, a lot of the times we, like as photographers, the dads are usually from, in my situation I've found is that they're not really wanting to be there. So I work damn fast. So I'd love to hear your perspective on working with maybe not an excited partner.
I've been like very lucky. When I first started, I felt like I got more.
Yeah.
Dads that didn't want to be there. And then like in the last couple of years, like most of the dads, even if they don't want to be there, they're not showing that.
Yeah.
And they get a lot of compliments back from wives that say their husbands were like, that was actually fun, which is great. That's like, to me, I'm like, that's a great compliment. I'll take that all day.
Yeah.
I give dads breaks like kids. I know that sounds bad, but if like a kid needs a break and I can tell like a dad is needing a break or he's just like, doesn't, I'll say, oh yeah, we're going to do so much as mom and the babies. And when I'm working with dads, I tend to work faster with them for their shot. And I don't pose them too much. I just say, I always tell them, you don't have to look at me. You can just play with the kids. You can just love on mom. And I try to get their shots quicker probably than the other ones, especially if I'm getting that feeling that they don't want to be there.
Totally. And you've got a lot of movement and a lot of motion and a lot of playing and laughter and giggles and hugs. Now, do you ever have families that show up and they're like really stiff and really uncomfortable and they just want to look at the camera? And how do you like turn that around to get what you want?
It's so funny. So a lot of times those families, it's the end of the session where I get all those emotive moments, not the beginning. And so in the beginning, I'll start with more posed. That may be what they're more used to. So I'll start with posed. And then usually I have to give them more prompts. And my prompts aren't to look fake. It's more like, I'll give them a prompt and then I'm looking for the in-between moment during the prompt, not for the prompt itself, if that makes sense.
Totally.
I just know what the in-between moment might look like when I give that prompt.
Yeah. What would you say is an in-between moment, like a prompt in an in-between moment that you would be looking for?
Like one of the ones, like especially with stiff families, one of my favorite things is I always get I call it the Christmas card shot, where you just get that one where they're all looking and smiling. And then I immediately say, okay, now nobody look at me and just talk, you know, just talk with each other. And I say that every time. And usually that they always turn and look at each other and they look awkward for a moment. So I'm not taking that photo. I'm literally waiting till they start laughing. They always laugh because it feels awkward, especially if they're not used to having to do something like that. That's not a normal pose usually. Then they start laughing and that's the shot I want. Or they start like looking down or smiling, just like these, I don't know. It's just like that in-between moment, not the moment they actually look at each other, but the moment they either they feel ridiculous, so they start laughing or they relax. So sometimes I'll say, we're just going to hold this. You guys should talk about dinner.
I love that. Do you get that feeling? Like, you know, you got the shot, like it just like, it's like a sucker punch. It's like, I get so excited and I'm just like, I'm dancing around.
I do. I get super excited.
Can't wait to like get home. You're like, you know, that's the one you're going to do for their sneak peek.
100%.
I love it. Now, with maybe children that are especially camera shy, do you have any techniques that you use to maybe get them to warm up?
I have a few different things. So when they get out of the car, like I said, I really go off their energy. So if a kiddo is coming out and they are completely shy, they are clinging to mama. In my head, I usually start with a family shot, but I'll actually take advantage of that moment where they're being held and I'll take photos of that. I don't get in their face right away. I let them warm up. I actually let kids play with my camera, which I know sounds crazy, but I will like let them come behind and they can take pictures of their parents. So almost every session, kids are taking pictures of their parents during the session at some point. So for the shy kids, that really works. They love pressing the buttons and I just watch their little fingers, make sure they don't hit anything.
I know,
they
like, don't hit delete.
Well, on the back of my camera, they can press like the little square on the viewfinder and then they take the picture that way and they get so excited about it. And then I usually show them, especially the shy ones too, but I have a bag of prizes in my car. And so I show them at the beginning of the session, you know, like, oh, look at all these prizes. And that usually gets them real excited too. And we talk about the prizes throughout the session. And they're so cheap prizes that usually I always say, oh, you get to pick a prize. But by the end, they're able to pick like four. So I just use it to redirect them or get their attention again.
And how long would you say your sessions are?
I don't put a time limit on them. I just shoot as long as I need. But I'd say usually like an hour.
And do you find like mainly in the evening, like sunset-y time?
Mm-hmm. It depends the location because I have the mountains here. If we go all the way up to the mountains and we're smack up against a mountain, we have to shoot a lot earlier.
Yeah.
Because you get blue hour like 2 hours early. And then, but if I'm down in like, because I live like 45 minutes from the national park. So if I shoot down here, then a little bit closer to sunset.
Love it. How often are you shooting?
Oh, a lot. Too much.
I know, right? We all have a tendency to overbook ourselves. I know. Yeah. Like preaching to the choir.
Doing like 4 to 5 days a week during the fall season. Yeah. And then like 3 to 4 during the summer and spring. And then slow season is winter here.
Yeah. And do you find that you're mainly an outdoor photographer or do you do in studio as well?
I do some studio, but not like the backdrop studios. We have some studios out here like greenhouses or some natural light studios. And so I'll go there. Yeah. And I like those, but I'm more outdoors.
Yeah. Mountains. Love that. Love that. So we had mentioned earlier that you had done a collaboration with Greater Than Gatsby. So I would love to know sort of how this collaboration came together and how these tools can really enhance a creative process for maybe someone who hasn't heard of them.
This story always makes me laugh. I love how this happened. So I have followed Greater Than Gatsby for years. I've used their actions for a long time. To me, they're like way up here, like so excited. So I got an email from Josh, who was the owner, and I thought it was spam. I thought it was someone just trying to get my information, and because I didn't think there's any way Greater Than Gatsby was reaching out to me, so I ignored it for like a week and a half, I want to say. I didn't even respond to it. I just assumed it was fake, and I was just randomly talking to my husband one night, and he even knows who Greater Than Gatsby is, only because I've talked about it before with my work. And so my husband's a police officer. And so I was talking to him about it. And he was like, what makes you think it's fake? And I told him, I was like, well, why would they reach out to me? And he was like, well, why don't you just call the number and I'll sit there with you and I'll give you a thumbs up if it's good and thumbs down if I think it's a, you know, someone trying to get your info. And I was like, okay. So then I called and the whole time my husband's like giving me thumbs up. And I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe I ignored them for a week.
I love it.
I don't even know if Josh knows that story, but I did not think he was real. I
love it. And it is, they are such an extensive action set. Like it is like, oh my gosh, it is like, it is the most extensive one I've ever seen. Like it is so worth it.
Such a labor of love that. So our goal when we collaborated on it was obviously to get where you could get similar colors and styles to mine, but to make it versatile for every kind of photographer. And to speed up the workflow. That was the biggest thing. I was like, I want it to be where it's like click, 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 click. And so did they. So we went back and forth for months, like making tweaks to it. And it was like, I loved it. It was a great collaboration. We worked hard on it.
Yeah, you can tell. You can really tell there was a lot of work and love put into it.
Their team is wonderful.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. Awesome. So what I really love about you is that you really have a commitment to furthering your education and having a learner's mindset. Can you maybe share what that means to you?
Learner's mindset, definitely like just having that passion to continue to learn. I still take like mentorships and I watch tutorials, but I tend to pick things that do not, like if you saw what I'm trying to learn, it never matches my style because I want to learn stuff that's not my style and how I can bring it into my style. Like, for example, I went to a workshop a couple years ago and it was for mainly for wedding photographers for flash photography. I don't do weddings and I don't do flash photography, but I went to it because in my head, I'm thinking, well, flash photography is kind of like how to direct sunlight in my head. It's kind of the same thing as directing sunlight and how to angle people. So I came in from the perspective of a natural light photographer and where they're using the flash, I'm thinking that's where I'd put my sun. And it was really funny because everyone's like, why are you here? I'm like, I'm here to learn angles and lighting. So, I mean, I know how to use flash, obviously, from that. But I really learned how I can kind of get a little more creative because of that. I didn't take it for the reason they were having it, but it helped my photography, like how to angle my light and stuff.
I love that. I went to a workshop in Salt Lake City. This was, I think, in 2017, maybe. And it was with Karina Kiel, who is a Russian incredible photographer. She's like a fine art children's photographer. The entire workshop was in Russian. Yeah. I don't speak Russian.
Oh, that'd be so hard.
But I was like committed to learning. And I was like, you know what? I'm a smart cookie. I can figure out enough. And it was great. There was another girl there who she spoke a little English and Russian. So she kind of really helped me and translated a bit for me. Oh, nice. But gosh, it was like wild. Like, yep. But I like, it's like sometimes you just have to like immerse yourself in something that you don't know. Oh, because yeah. You're so curious about, like, you're like, I'm going to get something.
Yeah, I'm drawn to painterly. So there's been a lot of painterly I've seen is there's quite a few photographers who do the painterly style in like Northern Europe. Tons of photographers. So I've looked into tutorials in the past and they're always in a different language. And that has not stopped me because I'm like, I figure I can follow them on Photoshop. I don't know what they're saying, but I can follow their cursor.
You know what I did is I actually purchased something recently that was completely in, I think it was in Spanish. And I set up my Google Translate and I sit and I watch it and I translate it. And that's how I learn. where there's a will, there's a way.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So I want to talk about managing the demands of having your part-time nursing career and your full-time photography business. So any advice that you have to someone who might be trying to balance their multiple passions?
So like I said earlier, I know I'm blessed because I have a really great support system, which is wonderful. When all I can think of is like, if you don't have that, trying to balance is more difficult, but it's not impossible. Even if you just do, like, if photography is your passion and you really want to like get into it, even if it's just one photo shoot a month, just go for it. Even if it's just one and you can't do another one for another month, go for it. And then just keep doing the education and learning and how to dress them, how to angle them. And it will come. It for me, it took a long time, but it will come.
So do you have personal projects as well on top of it? Like, do you do that as well?
Yeah. I have quite a few. I mean, of course, the Greater Than Gatsby, the Bohemian Rhapsody, Fleetwood. I have several workshops coming up this year. I have one in Ireland that I'm really excited about.
Yes.
And one in Arizona that's actually releasing today. And then I have two in Colorado. Those are booked. So I'm real excited. And then I do mentorships, one-on-one mentorships, and Zoom editing mentorships.
I love it. Well, girl, when you come to Canada, you got to look me up. I love it. So are you ready to switch gears? We're going to dive into our lightning round.
Okay.
Okay. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Okay. What did you want to be when you grew up?
Believe it or not, exactly this. A nurse and a photographer.
I went back
and forth on it all the time. So
I love it. What's your favorite movie?
Elf.
Oh, good one.
I love Elf.
What's for dinner tonight?
Pot roast.
Ooh, yum. Favorite guilty or not so guilty pleasure?
Crumble cookies.
What are they?
Oh my gosh, they're so good. I do. Some people don't like them. They're these giant cookies that are warm. You can go to the shop and buy them. They make them fresh every day, and they're just these giant. They have each. Yeah, they have different flavors.
I like that. What's your favorite comfort food?
Mac and cheese.
Okay. Where do you feel most centered and happy?
In the mountains.
Mountains. I love that. It was my next question. Oceans or mountains and why?
Oh,
I love it. What three things do you want to be remembered for?
Kindness. I know that sounds cliche, but that really is huge to me. There's just a lot of not kindness in the world. And so being kind to like mentees and clients, and of course my art, my colors. Yeah. And just being a hopefully good educator.
I love it. What has been the best piece of business advice you've ever been given?
One of the best pieces. Oh, for social media, this was a really great one, was post what you want to draw back. So like, if you are really drawn to newborns, post newborns. If you're drawn to storytelling, post storytelling. If you're not drawn to pose, you can take pose, but don't post those shots. Post the non-pose, because you're going to draw in what you put out. So if you're constantly posting posed, you're going to get people that want those posed photos. So I always take posed photos, but I post the non-posed.
Yeah, I love that. And what advice do you have for someone just starting out?
Just go for it. And don't compare yourself to others.
Oh, that's the biggest thing, especially when you're first getting started, is that comparison game of like, I'm never going to be as good as like XYZ photographer. Like, we've all been there.
Oh my God, all of us. I can show you where I started. Like all these new photographers that come out, I'm like, oh my God, I started way worse right? than this.
I know, like the some of them, like I'm just like, when we opened up the retreat groups and they're like, yeah, I've been shooting for like 2 weeks. And I'm like, good Lord, you're amazing.
I was like, oh man, I'm never going to show
you. I was like, you might did not have that natural talent.
Nope.
I love it. So you're actually coming to teach with us for our next retreat. So can you share a little bit on what you're going to be teaching on?
I'm excited. This one, what I'm teaching is like a family maternity session. And I loved it. It was, this couldn't be, in my opinion, one of the best behind the scenes videos of what a true family with little boys that want nothing to do with the photo shoot. I haven't had one like that in quite, like where all of the kids didn't want to be a part of it. And so I was like, well, this is going to be a good one. So how I try to bring them back in and how I get the photos for three little ones that just want to throw rocks and don't want to be there.
I love that. And you're going through your editing process as well for our students.
Yes, I'll go through my editing process and my thoughts when I'm calling and stuff like that. I'm really excited.
What makes your soul light up?
Personally, my family, my boys, and then professionally, what we were talking about earlier, like when you get that shot, it's like the best feeling ever. When you know, like you're going home, you're like, ooh, I got it. This is like the most amazing. So those are probably my two things.
I love it. So where can our listeners learn more from you?
They can go to, I have Facebook and Instagram and my website. My website's www.shannonmcteighphotography.com and then Shannon McTighe Photography for Facebook and Instagram.
I love it. And for in-person mentorship, would they find that on your website? Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love it. So I love to end my interviews just with this last question. And it is, what are you currently curious about or artistically curious about?
Right now it's video, like film and video. I see a lot of it and I'm like, how could I do that? But also keep my style. I love the film look so much, but I'm trying to think, how can I do the video? I want to learn video and how to keep that like kind of more painterly look somehow.
Yeah, I love it. Honestly, the answer is DaVinci's Resolve. I haven't learned it yet myself, but It's a program called DaVinci's Resolve, and they use it for editing video. And you put these things called LUTs or LUTs on them. And it's incredible. You can make your own LUTs and you can like color grade. And so that's what I'm currently like trying to figure out and learn. It is fascinating.
That's going to be my goal for slow season.
I love it. Well, Shannon, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a treat chatting with you.
Thank you for having me. This is really special.
Oh, my beautiful friends, I hope you have loved this conversation just as much as I have. I am sending you so much of my light and my love today and every single day. We'll see you next time. Hey, friend, you know what's the worst? It's just being mid-session and completely freezing. You start to feel awkward, your clients start looking at you for direction, and your brain feels like you just hit a wall. Now, believe me, you are not alone. And that's why we created the Storyteller's Toolkit. It's an emotive prompt guide to help sessions stay free-flowing and fun. And best of all, right now, it's totally free. It's full of prompts for parents, motherhood, family, siblings, and couples, and even surefire smile prompts. We've put together over 200 prompts for you, so you'll never be at loss for an idea again. Grab your copy at themilkyway.ca/toolkit.